Newly reappointed Finance Minister Pravin Gordhan has sought to reassure that South Africa's nuclear program will be in accordance with the law. Gordhan has confirmed that a decision to start with the procurement process has been taken.
There is, I think, a decision on Wednesday that we're going to move in the direction. There will be a formal procurement process in accordance with South African law.
This gives way for the Department of Energy to call for proposals. Energy expert Chris Yellen shares his views on the matter.
Next step, of course, is an open, transparent and competitive procurement process as required by the Constitution, as required by the Public Finance Management Act. There will be a number of bids on the table, bids that are specific to South Africa's needs, bids that will detail not only the technical requirements, the timelines, but also the financing arrangements.
Gordhan, on the other hand, has stressed affordability remains top of mind.
As I said earlier on, we will only do things, whether it's nuclear, whether it's anything else, that is affordable. We can't spend money that we don't have. And we can't make commitments when we know we're not going to get the money that is required to be spent in this particular regard as well.
This follows reports that former Finance Minister David van Rooyen signed off on this during his four-day tenure. But analyst Aubrey Machikli says this is highly unlikely.
When it comes to the nuclear deal, I think that's a much more complex process involving, I think, about five countries and South Africa being the sixth. It is highly unlikely that he would have signed off on that deal.
Gordhan replaced the relatively unknown van Rooyen, who last week replaced Nhlanhla Nene. Nene has in the past said that nuclear energy would not be procured if South Africa could not afford it.
The cost to the consumer also becomes an issue. So the availability of resources also for us become an issue. And therefore, that is why the sequencing and following due processes become critical. For that reason, that you can't stand up and say you can't afford it because you haven't concluded. There are studies that have been made, and all the processes that the Department of Energy have gone into have involved countries coming up with how they would be able to deliver the project.
The ANC also raised its concerns with a resolution passed at the governing party's National General Council in October, calling for a full, transparent and thorough cost-benefit analysis of nuclear power. Meanwhile, opposition party the DA has responded to the latest developments. The party has described cabinet's decision to go ahead with procurement worth R1 trillion and bypass parliamentary process as irrational. Yellen agrees given the country's current economic climate.
It all depends on a question of affordability and how this is going to be funded. And is South Africa ready to put a major part of its energy future in the hands of foreign vendor countries?
The DA has also raised questions over the legality of Cabinet's decision, further saying government also still has to complete and make public a detailed cost analysis as well as the impact of nuclear energy on the long-term price of electricity. Dumisang Dlovu reporting for MoneyWeb.